नमस्कार, वेलकम टू द लक्ष्मी पूजा विधि। अवर शास्त्रा से दैट दिस यूनिवर्स इज द डांस ऑफ पुरुष एंड प्रकृति। पुरुष इज द पर्पस एंड प्रकृति इज द अकम्प्लिशमेंट। पुरुष इज द कॉन्स्टेंट एंड प्रकृति इज द एनर्जी। ब्रह्मा, विष्णु एंड महेश हैव देयर ओन फॉर्म्स ऑफ एनर्जी। ब्रह्मा शक्ति और एनर्जी इज द नॉलेज विच एंगेजेस इन द क्रिएशन। Mahesha Shakti is the will. Vishnu is the controller of the world and offers stability. His Shakti is Lakshmi, which personifies the drive or the Karya Shakti. This is the basis upon which the world functions. Lakshmi is the goddess of wealth. But only wealth cannot give someone peace of mind. Wealth gained righteously is necessary to achieve tranquility in life. Lakshmi Puja is performed to attain a serene and satisfied state of mind. One can perform Lakshmi Puja anytime. However, if performed during Diwali, it has a special significance. It's a moonless night. The moon attains fullness bit by bit from today. We pray that like the moon, let the well-being of our household grow every passing day. This day has social significance as well. For ages, our civilization has been agriculture-oriented. This is the period when the harvesting is almost over. People have money in hand. Prosperity dwells in every home. The Lakshmi that has come is welcomed with lot of reverence. This string of thoughts is witnessed in the celebration of Diwali even today. The trash in the house is expelled, the house is decorated, and the ambience breathes auspiciousness. The broom that symbolizes Lakshmi is worshipped. Symbolically, it sweeps out the cobwebs and filth in the mind and makes it inhabitable for Goddess Lakshmi. Genesis of Lakshmi happened when the gods and the asuras churned the milky ocean. This makes Lakshmi the daughter of the ocean. Srimad Shankaracharya described her as Lakshmi Stoya Taranga Bhanga Chapala, meaning Lakshmi is the fleeting glamours born out of the sun rays falling on the ceaseless, restless and unending waves of the ocean. This is to say that Lakshmi is very erratic. She does not stay in one place. She is inheritant. After all, wealth is supposed to be spent, isn't it? The Shastras say that Lakshmi stays on the tips of the fingers. Karagare vasate Lakshmi karamadhye Saraswati. Our fingers are nimble, so making wealth stay on them is difficult. On the other hand, Saraswati, who dwells in the fist, keeps righteous thoughts steadfast in the mind. The wealth amassed from the purity of demeanor is Shubha Lakshmi and fetches prosperity. It's unwavering too. But wealth that comes through immoral acts is a Lakshmi that is not eternal in nature. Lakshmi travels on Ulak, which means an owl. But Shubha Lakshmi arrives with the Lord Vishnu on Garud, the eagle. She has been visualized in several ways, at times sitting or standing in the lotus flower, or even sitting on an elephant. Gold, silver, diamonds, pearls, currency are the footprints of Goddess Lakshmi. The presence of these things in the house is an indication of presence of Lakshmi in the house. The tools that help us produce wealth are also worshipped on this day. A farmer may worship his plow, while a trader worships his books of accounts. Kuber is the guardian of the Lakshmi. He takes care of the inflow and the outflow. This symbolizes purity of our wisdom. So Kuber too is worshipped today. This vidhi yields happiness, peace, prosperity and fortune for all. And so, let's begin with the earnest wish that may the puja generate all of these.